Hi there, this is John Fowler. Thank you for joining me on today's broadcast of Startup Nation World. Today we'll be talking about Oduduwa and sovereignty. Oduduwa is a set of people in the part of Nigeria who have common history, and they're mostly found in the southwest of Nigeria and some part of south of Nigeria. There's a connection between the Edo, the Benin people, and Oduduwa. There's a connection between some part of south as well, like the Ondos and all of that. The Ondo is under southwest anyways, you know, but you know, the larger link between, you can find the larger two in some part of south as well. Delta part is also affiliated to Oduduwa. So what is sacrosanct here is just that they will say Enyomoka Ojiri, right? And yes, I'm privileged to be a Yoruba man. I'm privileged to be decentralized as well. As much as I respect and I love my culture, I love where I come from, I love people, I love the tribe, I love my nation, I also want to advocate that based on my experience of different cultures of in Nigeria, the southwest or the Oduduwa tribal settlements are more accommodating than most regions, and we've had a rich history of coexistence with different people, both foreigners and, you know, internal tribal member of Nigeria. And the most important thing about us is this, is the fact that the Oduduwa people are focused on national development, they are focused on regional government, regional development, they are focused on ensuring that they project the image of the nation, the tribe they come from, and all of that. You know, whatever it is that we find ourselves, we'd like to represent our motherland and all of that. So it is sacrosanct that as much as we've seen some level of success, it can be better, it can be improved on. And I believe that democracy is going to yield evolution or new dimensions of leadership experiences and all of that. What I'm just trying to drive at is this. All tribes in Nigeria are to be respected and cared for. All tribes ought to respect the old communities. You can't come to Southwest or probably the Oduduwa settlement and think that because those environs of communities or kingdoms are accommodating, you own them. It's not done that way. You can't go to any part of the world, no matter how much of money you have, and claim that you own them or kind of thing and all of that. No matter how much of the investment, those that own that place have a right to that space. I'll give you a technical example. The Russian war saw so many billionaires across the world that were of Russian descent affected. Their businesses were affected and all of that. And would you say that those nations are detribalized or probably they are racist? Or did you get what I'm saying? Or we would say they're tribalized or they are racist. My point in question is this. We need to realize that understanding who we are, understanding our role in society, understanding what is at stake, you know, makes everybody respect the host communities that they find themselves. I understand perfectly that most, or if not all, Yorubas, wherever they find themselves, or the dual settlement, wherever they, even outside of their jurisdiction, they respect the host communities. You never see them go to host communities and try to dominate or try to tell them that they own the space. They don't do that. I'll speak of a Yoruba man that owns 5 airports in the UK or thereabout or across the world, and the man has never claimed that that land is a no man's land. this is something that I think is indoctrinated in us, to always show mutual respect, to care for others, and to see every human being as important. So that's one of the things that I think stands out for the individual set of people. I know that amongst a set of people, there are people who are going to vary, you know, in this kind of attributes and all of that. But what about it is this: a tribe or a race is about what you experience from most of them. Not because I'm privileged to be born as this part of settlement, but I'm just saying it the way it is. Look at how Israel, Adesanya, won recently, and he projected the national image, he projected the culture. You know, he made people know where he was from. We are proud of our culture, we're proud of where we come from, and we are so proud to be Nigerians in every place we find ourselves. And you saw him with Usman, you know, relating like brothers and all of that. That is the spirit. The spirit should be about, you know, us projecting our cultures and projecting, you know, our nation as a sovereign success, global success as well. So I believe that the region is one of those regions that I look forward to, you know, the next phase or the next 20 years, to see how much of transformation and leadership developments that will happen across all parts of the region. So that is to say, this region is also fortunate enough to have the president elect, you know, to be part of this, to be from this region. And I really do believe that, looking at his CV, looking at the things he has, his antecedents, he has been able to assemble a team of different tribal origin, even in the Lagos state, where he has been privileged to lead. You know, you see people, you see an Igbo man, you see a Cross River person or Rivers, even an Edo person, within the scope of his government, as long as they are competent. So that's been one of the things why I feel you can't get it better than that. Being able to be able to choose competence out of tribal differences, and also thinking about equity in every conversation, because even Lagos is not just about the people or the Yorubas that stay there and all of that. You know, Lagos is more of a place where a lot of tribal folks are part of. So I hope I've been able to just share the fact that as much as we live in a sovereign nation that has its military and all of that, we respect Nigerians' sovereignty above where we came from. That's why even in the last elections we saw people vote across different tribal inclination, you know, based on their own personal analysis and choices and decisions. And right there, we're not divisive, we are more like united, you know. And I think that shows the subnational strides that we have as a region. It's quite important, because every region must understand their culture, place importance on growth, place importance on national development and national commitment to our sovereign wealth or commonwealth improvement as different dispensations come and go. So thank you so much for joining me on today's broadcast. I had to make this very brief, because there's really not much to talk about here, because I will be taking on it. The next episode is Arawa and sovereignty. So thank you for joining me, and have a wonderful weekend ahead.